Here on RN Drive, it is time to find out what the universe can bring us in 140 characters or less. And our guest tonight is the CEO of the Diversity Council of Australia, Noreen Young. Welcome to RN Drive.
Thank you very much, Mark.
Now, you tweet at Noreen Young. You are a prolific tweeter, and your choices this week are touching on some really, I guess, really topical issues that have been hitting on the news. First up, Oni Swar. Now, if you haven't heard this story, there was a huge furor over the front page of the Sydney University newspaper, Oni Swar, which doesn't normally make national news. But this time, this week, it had wall-to-wall lady bits. Tell us a little bit about, was the furor worth it, Noreen?
Oh, look, oh ho hum, Mark. I think that the editor and gathered together some young ladies, got their vulva, photoed it, I think there was 19 of them, and put it on the front page of Oni Swar, and this is evidently being censored by the university. So there's a lot of people in the kind of feminist conversation world a bit peeved about the university having done that. The tweet of the week on it for me was at the Koori Woman, who is just this extraordinarily funny, incisive tweeter. She responded to the tweet by one of the Oni Swar women who said, you know, the reality is that if we put our vulvas on the front page of Oni Swar, we could face jail time. And she said, well, that happens to me every time I leave the house. So kind of whoopee-doo. So, look, I thought it was interesting from the viewpoint that we seem to have entered a period where vulvas for young women are less talked about. I was a teenager in the 70s where we were encouraged to, you know, get the mirror and have a good look up in the cupboard. We were encouraged to have sex, to explore our sexuality, all of those things. It kind of worries me a bit that somewhere along the line that's changed. And if the Oni Swar women are encouraging women to go back to those days of looking and talking and comparing each other's and all the rest of it, then that's not a bad thing. But really, who reads Oni Swar?
Well, I was going to say, it's the first time I've talked about Oni Swar in several years. Now, the latest news is that all copies of Oni Swar, which had basically a page full of naked female vaginas on there, all of them have been pulped. Do you think, though, that there is an issue in the sense that when we see vaginas in popular culture and things like pornography and stuff like that, they don't tend to look like normal ones? Mm. They've been shaved. Mm. You don't see the labia majora, the bits on the outside. Do you think we've got a very homogenised view of what vaginas should look like?
Well, I have said to a number of young women recently that it kind of concerns me that all the young men and some of the young women that they have sex with will think that every vagina in the world looks like Barbies, or, you know, sorry, every labia in the world looks like Barbies. I think that is interesting. I have a 12-year-old. She doesn't like me to talk about her publicly, but I won't
especially
be telling
not this
her.
Conversation,
well,
I would imagine.
She won't be listening to Radio National, doll. But I won't be saying to her, "You can't do that. You can't do the landscaping thing," right? Because I think that's a bit prudy. But you're absolutely right. The current culture around what vaginas look like is kind of odd to me. But that's my generation, I suppose. We were very much about celebrating our bodies and how they looked, and, you know, we didn't shave under our arms and our legs for years, all of that stuff. It's changed.
Your next Twitter pick is on the very controversial subject of netball. Tell us what's going on in the world of netball that relates to Twitter this week.
Well, Mark, I'm a board member of Netball Australia, and so I retweet Nadine Cohen 1 at Nadine Cohen 1 a lot. This week, a new captain of the Australian team was announced, and of the Aussie Diamonds, which is really exciting. She'll be the captain, Laura, for the 5-test series in New Zealand next month. I retweet everything I can about women's sport and netball in particular, because can you imagine the amount of new, when there's a new Australian cricket captain, or when there's a new Australian Kangaroos or Wallabies captain, it's huge news. But, you know, we've got a new captain in netball, and I'm just saying, hashtag, that I just don't think that women's sport, and netball in particular, which is the most played sport in Australia, gets enough media attention.
Is it really the most played sport mm-hmm. in Australia? How do you measure that?
Well, 350,000 registered players.
There you go. And you also retweeted a really interesting article about women's leadership as well.
I did. It was written by my lovely friend Marina Goh, publisher of Crikey and Smart Company and Women's Agenda. It was around Sheryl Sandberg's Lean In. Lean In is do it, right? Lean In is go and ask for that pay rise. Lean In is be in the office if you know, 24/7 if you need to be. Don't be afraid to be any of the things that men do. What Marina said was, as a young journo, she just did things. She leant in Sheryl Sandberg's terms, but she just did things. And I was a bit the same. I just did things and I didn't think about, you know, whether I could do it or not or whatever. I just kind of did it. And Marina was saying that's what she's done. You know, she has always just taken the risks. She doesn't necessarily act tough in the workplace, and either do I. And she doesn't have what's considered, and she says, chest beating, the chest beating kind of leadership style. But by crikey, it's been, pardon the pun, been successful for her. And I think, you know, I'm not one of those women who goes around talking about themselves as an incredible success. I think we're all successful. But certainly that's been a style that works for organisations that I've worked in.
We are talking to Noreen Young. She is the CEO of the Diversity Council and she is our Twitterati tonight here on RN Drive. And finally, Noreen, your Follow Friday.
Mrs. Werg is one of the much maligned mummy vloggers. She's a genius, a comedic genius. She writes about the mundane and, in my view, is the voice and face of female Australia. She's warm, she's generous, she's decent, she's smart, she's insightful. Like me, she's a suburban mother. And she writes about it in a way that is respectful and disdainful at the same time. Right?
Great.
The mundane. She respects and is driven crazy by the mundane simultaneously. And I think, well, who isn't? My favourite of hers this week was a link to her blog post, Why I Really Hate Indian Miners.
I was going to ask you a question about mummy bloggers, but I need to know what that article's actually about.
Go and have a look. It is actually about school lunches. And
right.
Something that happened to her as a young child involving an Indian miner and a school lunch.
When we say Indian miners, we're not talking about people that dig things out of the ground, are we?
No.
Let's clarify that.
We're talking about those irritating little introduced species birds that make your life as a school child miserable, really.
So we're all about diversity of human beings, but diversity of animals and
birds. Diversity of birds, nah.
Nah, not your beef.
Nah.
All right, Noreen Young, thank you so much for joining us for the Twitterati segment here on RN Drive. Much appreciated.
Okay, thanks, Mark.